Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's put the P in ESPN.
You asked the question about Memphis football kickoff time against Arkansas?
Delivered.
Delivers.
Delivered by Downs. 11 a.m. 11 a.m. for the University of Memphis against Arkansas. That was announced, by the way. Kirk was nice enough to give us the heads up. But it was announced that on social media it's going to be an 11 a.m. tip, which, you know, Brad gave us applause. I think that maybe that was more for Kirk and the help that we got. But
a little national, possibly?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of things here. One is they're good news. It could be on ABC.
Right.
It could be on ABC. Yes. It could be on ESPN. It could also be on ESPN2. Which an ESPN2 game at 11 o'clock is about the bottom of the barrel, right? Yeah. Like, that's about as bad as it gets there. But, you know, it's not ESPN Plus, you know, which is exactly where you were last week. But
the first 2 weeks you've been on ESPN Plus.
Right,
that's
exactly.
It feels like step up.
So, you know, I do hate that. I do hate having to go to ESPN Plus to watch games. I hate it.
It's way worse
than
ESPN2. I mean, give me the bottom of the, what you call bottom of the barrel ESPN2 over ESPN Plus all
right.
day in.
You're right.
And I feel like I'm in a good place.
You can at least stay on that app, right? Like, you just,
1,000%.
You know, I don't have to, like, go back and forth. And it's a pain in the ass. It really is. Because I was watching, like, I had a couple of bets on teams that were on ESPN Plus, and then a couple of bets on teams that were on YouTube TV. So I was, like, going back and forth.
Very inconvenient.
And, by the time the Memphis game started, I was pretty much just locked into it. I wasn't really worried about anything else. But, yeah, either way, it's going to be an 11 a.m. kick, and it's just a matter of where that game will be broadcast. If both Arkansas and Memphis win this weekend, Arkansas plays Ole Miss at Ole Miss, Memphis plays Troy at Troy. If both Arkansas and Memphis wins, it feels very probable that it will be ABC.
That's why you have the ABC
right.
ceiling.
If
in that for that instance, right there,
exactly. If
I gotcha.
If
man,
I'm trying to think like the ESPN option.
Mm-hmm.
If Arkansas wins but Memphis loses,
yeah,
ESPN.
You still got undefeated SEC
that
just knocked off Ole Miss there,
right?
Yeah,
100%.
Lost it to Lure.
If both Memphis and Arkansas lose this weekend, it will be on ESPN2.
Yeesh.
That's the scenario.
I'm saying I'll still take it.
I'm rooting for for Arkansas now.
Oh,
against
yeah.
Ole Miss.
Absolutely.
We should be.
I mean, because you want to get the most pop.
Yeah.
You
know,
you have to, because South Florida's already ahead of you in terms of non-conference accomplishment. It may be so far ahead of you that you can't catch up. You need a good Arkansas team.
Yes.
You don't need one that looked like Florida State last year.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
A win that looks like that.
Exactly. So,
what are their chances?
Memphis's?
No. Arkansas next week. Ole Miss.
They're big dogs.
I mean, tall. Give me that line.
Did you go watch that Kentucky game? I mean, they look good. Kentucky looked good for a half, and then Ole Miss pulled away.
I mean, that Kentucky offense is about as abysmal as it gets, and they had a chance. Now, granted, they were at home, so.
Yeah.
We like the Arkansas offense.
Arkansas is a 9-point dog.
Okay.
At Ole Miss.
Okay.
Which
it's not double digits.
I kind of like them at plus +9 in that game because I don't think Ole Miss's quarterback is great. But again, they're at home, so
and he's hobbled right now too. It looks like he's beat up.
He left the game now. Lane said he could come back. Simmons, he said he could come back if he needed to, but they wanted to run some stuff, so they kept the other guy in there. I don't know. Who knows how true that is? 11 a.m. games. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Yeah.
In some ways, 11 a.m. games are great if you're a fan of college football at large because you get to go to the game and you come back home, you watch the rest of the slate, and you're kind of done with your day at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock whenever that game does end. However, it does kind of ruin the tailgate, in my opinion. You know, and this is one of those games that you would want to tailgate for. You want to, you know, do the whole experience, but now to tailgate, you're going to have to get out there at 8 o'clock in the morning with nothing on. You're going to be watching Binghamton Premier League. I mean, Crystal Palace, I mean, I don't even know what
I get what you're saying. It's not the ramp-up.
Soggy sausage and biscuit and a McGriddle instead of, you know, like the burgers and wings. Like, you know, it's just, I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it.
I get it, and I get you caring about, you know, Again, prioritizing fan need and atmosphere, but the more important thing, and I think I would get you to agree on this and come back home, is the platform that you're playing on.
Yes.
That's why this time is totally related to TV and where you can put them.
Exactly.
And isn't that more important? That opportunity against Arkansas, perhaps on ABC,
for sure, then
whether we've got a couple more hours to drink a couple more buds.
Well, listen.
What are you drinking these days? Or the White Claw still? Or
No, don't disrespect me like that.
I mean, a
White Claw is insane. I mean,
it's been a long time since I've been over.
It is a seltzer, but it does matter, you know. High Noons?
High Noons. We're still on the High Noons.
Now, let me say this.
I remember High Noons.
Let me just say this.
For you, not
on
me.
On Thursday night of the college or the NFL Week 1 during the Cowboys and Eagles game, I did enjoy some beer.
Good. What kind of beer was it? I'm interested.
And a manly man.
I just rarely indulge anymore. Good.
It was a Mick Ultra.
That go down pretty smooth for you.
You know, we're focused on, you know, making some wholesale physical changes over here. So we have to keep it light.
You be in the sauna. That's right.
That's right. So
you sweat that on off.
That's exactly right. You know, Mick Ultra is basically like it's just water running through you. You don't even feel it. You don't even notice it the next day.
My father started on this Bud Light 55. He's dropped 15 pounds on this stuff. It's basically water with a little bit of spritz in it.
There you go. I mean, there's Bud Light Zeros out there.
Yeah, you can buy that non-alcohol.
Is that non-alcohol?
I need that 50,
I think 55 is like literally like, I mean, we're below 3%. This my old man's like, yeah, I can drink two and still drive. I'm like, I don't know if she should be announcing that, Dad.
Yep. 55 calories. That's about as, I mean.
It's low.
I don't think you're going to see a lot of those in bars around Memphis. You'll probably have to get those to your house.
But, it's watery.
But yes, I will say it's less time. That's one of the things I love about going to Memphis football games, though, is that you can drink when you're there.
Right.
You know, I don't know if that was always the case. Wasn't that a recent change? Like alcohol at the Liberty Bowl? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But either way, you know, it's an 11 a.m. game. Not my favorite. I'll be there. It's easier for me as a parent to get out there at 11 a.m. than it is at 6:30 with bedtime and everything like that. I can get out there, do my thing. Watch Memphis pull off a huge upset victory, a statement win for Ryan Silverfield, and then I can get back and be a dad the rest of the day, which is to say sit in my office while the kids mess up my room, and I'm just kind of watching the chaos as it happens. It's not my favorite, but you were never going to get a night game against Arkansas, bro. That was just never going to happen.
Yeah, you predicted that.
First of all, the SEC, whoever, like.
When you got to be on.
It ain't going to happen. Memphis football is never going to play an SEC team here at night. I can't even remember the last time they did that. Maybe Tennessee way back when. I think they got Tennessee in a night game, but it was when Memphis was awful. They were putrid. And Tennessee didn't care when that game was played. They just wanted to whip that ass. But I think that Ole Miss game, that was at 11 a.m. with Paxton Lynch and them. That was 11. You played there at night.
Remember
the next year, you know. But that's there. They'll play you anytime there. They're not giving you a night game as a group of five team. They're just not going to do that. So
we'll beat them in the daytime on ABC.
Right.
Hopefully they've knocked off Ole Miss.
And in the daylight. I think that's a Maroon 5 song.
Memphis defense got work to do before that game, though, obviously.
Get it corrected against Troy, man.
Well, we got to correct the second half. We need if we get it correct for four quarters against Troy, which, held on to that ball pretty long against Clemson.
Yeah.
Control time possession.
Yeah.
Then I'll feel a lot better about going in Arkansas. That's going to be the issue.
So can we get you out there on Saturday next week?
I'm sorry?
Can we get you out there?
Next week?
Yeah. Saturday. Okay. September the 20th, Simmons Bank, Arkansas Razorback, Sam Pittman, Taylen Green. Can we get you out there?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. You know, we still got.
I know you need to be one over on Saturday of this week. I mean, that's really
what I was going to say. We still got work to do.
If you're 2-1, I know that's going to blow a hole into your chances of attending.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, because I had some guy on Twitter this week accusing me of saying that I don't go to Memphis football games, which is just completely false.
I say
the opposite. I go quite a bit. I go to 3 to 4 games a year on average. And I enjoy it. I went to the opener last year. I love going to these Friday games, you know, that they have randomly. You know, even against the rat teams, I still have a good time.
Did you get your letter from Memphis Athletics to your house to fundraise over the weekend?
No, I didn't. Did you get one?
Yeah. All Memphis graduates got one.
Are you trying to say I didn't graduate?
Hold on. You didn't get a letter from Ed Scott over the weekend? There was clearly a push. They sent it out to...
I did not, man. Not that I know of. I'll be seeing my mail, bro. I get my...
Maybe they still send it to Amboy.
I get my. They might. I don't know what
the old address.
I don't know.
Amboy is John's old. I wasn't calling John a boy. Yeah. That's John's old address.
I can't believe you still
is remember
old that.
Street. Yeah, you thought you liked the way I brought that back. Popped that back out, didn't it?
I mean,
they probably said, Ed probably still thinks you live on Amboy. He ain't got that you updated to the code.
That's crazy.
I came straight from Ed Scott's desk.
Yeah, I mean, I get USPS informed delivery. You know, which is my daily digest. Every piece of mail I get gets scanned and sent to my email, so I know what's coming before it gets there.
Oh wow!
I did not
fancy.
See.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I signed up for it, bro. You can get that. You can get it.
I didn't even know that was an option.
I control traffic. That's what's coming in and out of my house.
Like that.
How do you do that?
It's just through USPS. You can just, I think, go to like their website, and just put your, you know, sign for an account, put your address and stuff like that, and it'll show like it'll say expected mail, 4 items, and then it'll show you like, you know, all the mail you get, because they scan it. You know,
that can end up being very useful.
I mean, it's just like if I get like, you know,
you see anything coming into the cove, you've got it on lock.
That's why we, you know.
Mail.
No porch pirates.
Suspicious characters or cars.
In and out.
Yeah, that's awesome. You fortified that thing out there.
That's what it's supposed to be, bro. That's why we chose to move into that thing. But no, I did not. I used to work at Phone-a-thon, so I know what it's like to try to, on that side, you know, to be on the fundraising side.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.